Have a little thought this afternoon, and we need God to help us. I know that down through the years, sometimes we slip on things. But we need God to bless us. As we near the end of the road, it's going to take God to bring us through. Ephesians, start the fifth chapter of Ephesians, and read a little bit here. Be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children. We are God's children. We've got to follow him. Footy-footy, Brother Harvey used to say, footy-footy with Jesus. Every step Jesus take, you step in that step too. If we go that way, God's going to bless us. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He's calling all mankind to repentance. But there's a lot of people that hear the word and will not repent. Why? Because their hearts are hardened. They've heard it over and over again. And it got to a place where it just comes through one ear and goes out the other. My mother used to tell me, she said, son, I can say one thing and it go right out the other ear. You're not holding nothing in. You're not taking anything in. It's going to take God to help us. Walk in love. We must walk in love. We must love each other. Walk in love. As Christ also hath loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savor. Now, we're going to get into a few things. But fornication, young people, fornications. God hates that. He doesn't like it. Fornication. That's when the young people, boy and a girl, get together. Fornications. Supposed to be married first. But fornication, all uncleanness, covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becoming saints. Uncleanness. There's a lot of unclean things that go wrong. We don't know about them, but they're here. May God help us. If we look into witchcraft, it's unclean. Very, very unclean things go on in that. Well, you see the lady in there, she says she'll read the palm of your hand. If Jesus don't help me, I don't want that. May God help us. They make a lot of money by reading the palm of your hand. Make a lot of money. It's witchcraft. The Ouija board. You ever heard of the Ouija board? Witchcraft, folks. Young people, it's witchcraft. Neither filthiness or foolishness. Talking for jesting, clowning around. Which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. You've got to give God thanks every day. I don't know how many times a day, but every day. Husband, how many times you tell your wife, I love you? It's getting pretty personal. A wife, you say, I love you. All right, let's move on. Let's go on down. Let's go on down to 19. Speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. This is what it's all about, folks. We must sing and shout and praise his name. Sometimes we don't do it. And we need to do it. Submitting yourself to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you something. A saved husband is not going to tell you something wrong if he's divinely saved. He won't tell you that. He won't tell you to go jump in the ocean or someplace. He's not going to say anything foolish. But we must love each other. Time is coming. We're in a dark world now. But God's saints are light. They are the light of the world. A city here on a hill. You don't push the light up on a bushel. No. Submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God. Sometimes you have trouble submitting ourselves to, maybe you're on the job or someplace and a new foreman comes in. You might have trouble submitting to him. Well, wives are supposed to submit to their own husband with joy. God help us. I'm not trying to just pick on the sisters. I don't want to do that. One to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. What would God do? How would he have me to submit myself to my wife? It takes humility. It takes a whole lot of humility. Humbling down. We've heard about humility this week. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, we are supposed to be subject unto Christ, folks. Subject unto him. So let the wives be subject to their own husbands in everything. Everything. Husbands, love your wives even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. We must love our wives as Christ loved the church. He gave himself for it. That's something we need to think about. Christ hung on a cruel cross for the church. He didn't get down. He didn't struggle. He stayed right there. He could have called 10,000 angels. He didn't do that. He stood right there. Imagine was a lot of painful and all that to say, just think about it, if someone puts a nail in your hand. Don't feel too good. Well, the Lord may not have felt all that because God was up and down on him. There wasn't no bones broken. No bones broken. The Lord hung on that cross, folks. And we ought to be more like Christ. Brother Hargrave preached a message one time. It kind of stunning to me. He said, if the authorities come into that door over there and cut my head off, would you all scatter? Isn't that something? Would you all leave? It's going to take God to help us. That's a real place. And Brother Hargrave was just bringing out a point. But it was important. that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy without blemish. There's no spots in the church of God. Your robes are to be white as snow. There's not supposed to be any spots on there. May God help us. Sometimes people have spots on their robes. Remember the man that was sitting in and he was sitting and didn't have his robe on. Okay. He can't be there. If we don't have our robes whiter than snow, folks, if we have spots on them, we need to pray and ask God to help us. We can't have any spots. When you go to heaven, you must have a clean robe. That he might present it to himself, a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. You know what a wrinkle is? Sometimes you can have a shirt. Might have wrinkles in it. You have to iron it, don't you? You have to iron it to get it straight. Or any such thing, but that it should be holy without blemish. Holy without blemish. Spot or wrinkle. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. We have to love our wives as Christ loved the church. Now, I ain't talking about ruling our home with an iron fist. God's not in that. The Lord's not in that. If you go out in the world, you can hear some people, if you're helping your wife or you're doing a lot of work for your wife, or washing dishes or whatever, they might call you henpeck. Henpeck is not in the Word of God. That is of the world. So when you hear that, you tell them, that's not in the Word of God. That's not in God's Word. But there are people that do those things. May God help us. Well, we know better, don't we, saints? So ought men to love their wives, even unto their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourished it and cherished it, even as the Lord the church. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. We are members of him. His bones, his flesh, his body. We are members of that. We need God to help us. If you look around, time is coming. It looks like the world's coming to an end. We don't know when Christ is coming back, but I presume he'll be here shortly. Where everything is, wickedness in high places, all those kind of things, the Word of God speaks about that. And it's coming to pass. Wickedness in high places. There's people that just do not want to humble themselves. If we don't humble ourselves, we will not go to heaven. If we don't humble ourselves and ask forgiveness, sometimes we have to go to our wife or our husband. My little girl, she passed away. She drowned years ago. And I said something to my wife. And she was very bright. Very, very bright. She's good in school. When they went to service, she had her own little seat with the children there was. And she heard me say something to my wife one day. She said, "Daddy, now you know that was wrong. Now you need to apologize to Mom. She actually said that. And I went right up to my wife and I told her and I asked her, honey, please forgive me. Little children know what's going on now. They know, they see things. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourished it and cherished it, even as the Lord the church. But we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. They two shall be unto his wife, and shall be one flesh. When we get married, it's a scripture that says, the two shall be one. The two shall be one. Husband and wife. If you got things that, if you got problems, you might need some kind of counsel. Go to your pastor. I've been in them places like that. Go to your pastor and get the help you need. Some people won't do that. But we need to obey God's word. If we be obedient, God will take us through. But if we rebel and refuse, we're going to lose out down the road someplace. We need God today, folks. We're so close to eternity. So very close. We don't know when Christ is coming back. All right. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband. Give him respect. Yes. Respect him as the head of the house. Yeah. Give him respect. Respect him as the head of the house. Now, there's some people, there are some women that control the home. I've heard about that. I've seen that. They control the home. And their husband don't have enough time to get anything in. They say, I'm going to do it like this, and I'm going to do it like that. And the husband say, honey, hold up. We need to pray. Lord, help us. We are in these times now. Young people, be sure you pray and you fast before God. And ask God to give you a companion. And he will. Just don't go around any mean mind anymore. And pick something. You might be getting something you really, really don't want. Now, this is a scripture here that I really wanted to get to. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Now, if the husband don't love his wife and Christ loves the church, and the wife is not submitted to her husband, how can these children, huh? How can these children be obedient? They see things. They see things, folks. May God help us. They look at things. They see things. Well, daddy did it. Well, mama does it. I heard some say, mama does it. Daddy does it. Not right. To never be like that. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee. Now mayest live long on the earth. And ye, fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling and singleness of your hearts, as unto Christ. Not with eye service, no men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will doing a service as to the Lord and not to men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Let's go to Proverbs. Okay. Some of these scriptures were brought out the other day. I just want to go over a few of them and see if we can get some more out of it. All right. Okay, it says, the proverb of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. We need to understand what God is saying in his word. Receive it and accept it. We should never turn God's word away. Never turn the Lord's word away. To know wisdom and instructions, to receive the word of understanding, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to appeal to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man, a man with wisdom, will hear and will increase learning. And a man of understanding shall attain unto wisdom, wise counsel. Wise counsel. There's counsel, but it ain't always wise. It's not always wisdom. But there's counsel. They're some folks to give you the wrong counsel. Well, God wants us to have good counsel. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. To understand a proverb, the imputation of words, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom. We must be wise in everything we do. Sometimes we go someplace and we buy something, and later on we say, that wasn't wisdom. I shouldn't have done that. I used to have a car. It's a little Toyota. But I wanted a station wagon. That's back then when they didn't have the other type. So I turned this car in for this station wagon. Old Rambler station wagon. I don't know if anybody remembers those. Old Rambler station wagon. And I really got took. Because I wasn't wise. Now, I bought a lawnmower, a riding lawnmower. I'm telling on myself, saints. I bought a riding lawnmower. Man wanted $2,000 for it. I got him down to $1,200. And, you know, I've had trouble ever since I bought it. That tractor actually is no good. None of it. It's no good. When I first had it, it started to, something inside the engine started shaking. And I rode it around a while, and then it quit. And so I took it to shop, and they charged me $300, and they put something in there. But it still wasn't right. So I learned my lesson from that. Be wise. When you buy something, look it over. Look it over. If I buy a vehicle, a used one, my wife will tell you, I get up underneath the thing and see if it's leaking oil. Or what? There was a truck I liked down in the lot, down there in Florida, and I looked up underneath that, and it was all rust. I said, I don't want this. So I moved on. Sometimes you get stuck with things, folks. You get stuck, you're stuck. All right. Let's just drop down a little bit more. Ask God to help us. All right. Fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instructions. If somebody instructs you to do this, do that, make sure it comes from somebody that knows what they're talking about. The devil's always there to pop up and tell you something different. Wisdom is the principal thing. All right, let's move on. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain that foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. And they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privately for their own lives. Now listen, when we rebel against the Lord, rebel against our parents, you can become one of these. This is why I put this out. You can become one of these children, one of these men, whatever, and you can do things. There was a young man, and fellas pulled up there and wanted to go with them. And his mom said, don't go. She said, I'm telling you, don't go with them boys. They're not decent enough for you to be around. Well, he went out there and opened the door up and started to get in. And he got back, he slammed the door and went back in the house. And then minutes later, he found out they wrapped the car around a pole and killed all three of them. So he listened to his mother, though. A lot of times, children don't listen. They don't want to hear. Clean out your ears. Hear what the Lord says to you. Hear your mother. Hear your father. Wisdom crieth without, she uttereth her voice in the street. God is calling out, all in the streets, and the chief place of the concourse, and the opening of the gates, and the city, she uttereth her words, saying, listen now, how long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity, and the scorners delight in their scorning? And fools hate wisdom. If you hate wisdom, you're a fool. I can't call anyone, but God can. We're not to call anybody a fool. God can call somebody a fool, but we're not to use that word. I mean, you could say it's foolish to do that. Because there are people, I've seen them. I mean, Lord help us. I've seen them ride down their motorcycles, and they'd be on so fast. So very fast. In and out, weaving in and out of cars, weaving in and out, in and out, in and out. My wife and I was coming from a meeting one time, and this motorcycle passed us, and he was really gone. And about 2 or 3 miles ahead, he had an accident. I don't think he had hardly any skin left on his leg. May God help us, saints. Now, a lot of people say, I don't like motorcycles, but other people say, you have to give them some kind of respect. You respect the motorcycle. May God help us. They're very dangerous, but he said you've got to give them some kind of respect. So we respect things. Lord, help us now. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refuse, no man regardeth. And no man regardeth. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. You don't want to hear nothing. Don't want to hear nothing. Go on about your own way. You know, if you're working with your children, my older children, I've worked with some of them with situations. And I remember Brother Hargrave coming down and talking to some of my older children. And my oldest boy, he was telling them, son, you need to be saved. And he got saved after Hurricane Andrew. Brother Shaker was there and preached the last message. And he got saved. I said, son, you have to stay safe. Keep yourself out of trouble. He got hooked up on some stuff. But God blessed him. See, when we don't take instructions, we fall into a pit, a snare. Because I have called and ye refuse, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as a desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, which distress and anguish come upon you. All these things are coming to pass because people are disobedient. To obey the Lord is life, folks. If you be obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you rebel and refuse, you'll be destroyed. Now the Lord has spoken it. So we don't want to refuse anything that God gives us. And counsel and all that stuff. If we do refuse, it'll take God to help us get back on track. There's so many situations now in the world
that we need God to help us. We need to know what kind of spirit this is, what kind of spirit that is, who can I go to, what I do, what I say. I've spoke to some of my mother, she's 98 years old. And she still cooks. She don't drive no more. Because I had the car. She brought me the car down. She sent the car down to me. Because she had a little accident. She bumped into something. And my sister, she lives with her. And she's a little older, way older than I am. But she said, suppose that was a child or something. I said, well, darling, I said, send the car down to me. She don't need to drive no more. Send it down to me. And it was a blessing. We didn't have no transportation. God just blessed. It came down. And what happened was now I used to have an F-150, a black one. Somebody run in the back of her, my wife, and totally. The frame's bent, everything. So then I bought this van, a Dodge van, and I went out to Monarch. Maybe some of y'all seen it. I went out to Monarch out there. And when I went back to Dallas again, and my daughter brought us home. About a month, two later, my son-in-law totaled it out. I felt real bad because we had to fight with the insurance company. We had a little debt. Insurance and plus the insurance we had. But we broke through that. We didn't get no money, but we broke through, and God blessed us. Then, I think last year it was, Lord blessed us with a 2017 F-150. I was so glad, saints. I was so glad. And we have put miles on, miles and miles on it. Going back and forth to meetings, going to Florida, every place. Well, we need God, saints. Throughout the day, throughout the year, whatever. Whatever time, hour, the minutes, Christ has come about. Just waiting on his gable to blow his horn. I got a little thing in the gable in the window of my house. It lights up. And you could see him blowing his trumpet. Every time we come home, I tell my wife, I says, Gable's there. He's been waiting on us. So I thank God for that. They didn't want to hear nothing. There's people that don't want to hear God's word. Don't tell me anything about the Bible. Man wrote the Bible. I don't want to hear nothing. That's what they go. That's what they do. Well, you know what? A soul like that can go out into eternity just like that. God can take a soul just like that. Boom. And he's gone. He's gone. May God help us. We don't want to get caught up in no stuff like that. We need to draw closer to the Lord. If there's ever a time that we need to get close to God, it's now. Saints, like I said, I believe the end of time is coming soon. I don't know how much, but it's coming soon. Pray for the world. You see the things going on in the world today. Pray for our nation. Got a lot of corrupt things going on. Wickedness in high places. I've never seen things like I've seen now.
Never have. Never heard. But I believe the Lord is helping us all to see what the situation is and what's it going to be. Because He's soon to bring it into judgment. All of us will stand before the Lord. Yes. Young and great. The first shall be, last shall be first, and first shall be last. So He has a place for us now. We must wait in line. Can you imagine? Line you got to wait in. Sometimes we get tired of standing and waiting in a line. But you know what? After Hurricane Andrew, everybody had to wait in line for food. I don't care how much money you had. The rich, the poor, all of them. They had to wait in line to get a plate from the Red Cross. Those kind of things. There wasn't no food. No stores. They closed them. People went in and just took anything they wanted. Well, we know that's not right. But the Lord wants us to see some things. We are nearing the end of the way. These fellows here, they don't want to hear God. And they turn them away. God's going to turn them away. He'll turn all of us away if we don't live for Him. We're in a day and time when we need to really live for God. Give everything up. The song that says, "Oh, come to Jesus. Come to Him today." May God help us, saints. I'm not the best reader in the world. But I try to get a point across. The Lord knows how to work with things. And I'm thankful that I'm a member of God's army. I'm thankful. I never heard of the Church of God. When I was coming up, I didn't even know what was saved. I didn't know what saved meant. I used to go to Emmanuel Lutheran Church. And you had to go every Saturday for 2 years to learn about the church. And after that, then you go in there and the elders sit in there and they ask you some questions. Boom, they let you in. Well, that's not the way the Lord works. No. It's not the way God works. I found out you got to get down and pray and ask God for forgiveness. You know, when I got saved, I had to call my mom and dad and let them know. Dad, Mom, I'm sorry for all the stuff I did wrong. Please, please forgive me. And they did, and I was so thrilled in my soul. I was so glad that they did that. Because if you don't ask for forgiveness, you know you got to ask for it. What about someone that's in the church that you feel bad about? They may have spoken to you wrong or however. I went to Brother McIntyre one time. He's passed on. He's gone. I walked into his office one day. I said, "Brother, you hurt me." He said, "I did?" I said, "Yes." And he said, "I'm going to tell you just like it is." And he said, "Tell me." And I told. And we kneeled there and we prayed. And both of us got help right there. God was good to us. It takes the Lord. Sometimes you can't just hold back on things. When God's dealing with your heart about going to somebody and asking forgiveness, do it. Don't hold back on that. Your heart will get harder and harder and harder. We don't need that. We need to keep the love of God inside within our soul. God will bless us each and every day. I trust that someone may have got something out of this day. May God help us. Pray for me.